Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Yes. Is this the Movement Refresh Center?
Yes, and we're a third-party call center service. We service over 200 clients, so if I could get your zip code, I can tell you what product we service you with.
31024.
31024. Thank you for that. Give me one moment. And may I have your first and last name?
Age Moore.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment. Could you spell your first name?
AJA.
And could you verify your mailing address?
255 Jenkins Drive, Eagleton, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
So, back in April, I received a refund of $8,270. My other $100 was not sent back to me. And I'm looking for my money. They agreed to send me money back, and they did not send me all of my money.
How much was the charge that they didn't send you?
They charged me twice of $91.89.
Mm-hmm.
So that came up to a total of $183.78. They only sent back a payment of $82.70.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, you will probably have to talk to your bank because I'm seeing here that we sent two payments of $82.70 back to you.
I just got off the phone with my bank, and they did not.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at it, and there's no way I could go in and redo it because it's already done.
Well, it's not done because I just got off the phone with them, and she told me that it was only one payment of $82.70. Yeah, I did not receive my second payment because I was checking for it, and I know I didn't receive
it.
So I waited a little while. So here I am in June, and I still haven't received my other part of my money.
And it's the 3720 MasterCard?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing right here, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the bank, but we refunded that.
Y'all did not.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Y'all did not. I don't know if I need to speak to a supervisor, manager, whoever I need to speak to, but I have not received my money because I just spoke to the bank. Let me tell you, I'm finna tell you, in April, refunded me $82.70, correct? That's what I got. Only one payment of $82.70. Only one payment.
I have two transaction numbers. If you would like, what I could suggest for you to do is call us back with the bank on the phone. We can give them the two reference numbers for the refunds, and then we'll see what's going on with that. But as far as anything else, I wouldn't be able to refund it again because in our system it's saying it's already refunded. So have your bank call us back. We can give them the two reference numbers for the refund, or I can just give them to you, and they can look it up because we have them and we have it in our system. It's refunded, and we refund it to you that day that you call at 5:35 p.m. April the 28th.
You said April what?
April the 28th at 5:35 p.m. when you spoke with the representative, she refunded you those $82 for both charges.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I just got off the phone. I just spent an hour on the phone with them, and they told me I only got one payment of $82.70. One payment only. Yes, she looked at my transactions as well as I did, and it's not on there.
Okay. Like I said, you'll have to give us a call with the bank, and we can give them the reference numbers because we have refunded that, and I have two reference numbers, each one different for each payment that was refunded back to you.
Okay, give me the reference number.
Okay, the first one is 604-779-0589. Mm-hmm. That's for
so the first
one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said, let me repeat it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
604-779-0589.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for the 8270.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the second number is 6137-410229.
And that's for
the second amount of 8270.
Okay, I got the reference number, and I will be calling y'all. I will be giving y'all a call back. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.